Welcome to Totally Patriot.
We have a huge show on your TV this morning. Have a look at what's coming up.
The Pats defeated the Jets and now sit comfortably at 2-0. Next up, the Tampa Bay takedown. But first, we get to know one of the Rutgers rookies. Can he take the pressure of Pat's chat?
No tears came from these eyes.
And is Squirrel the true breakfast of champions?
I will eat a squirrel, though. Only in the wintertime, though.
Maybe this rock star running back is onto something. Plus, is the mad scientist giving up his gig?
I'm doing a quick slant. Great!
Maybe you should leave the play calling to Belichick, Professor Fritz. Bust out the popcorn. Totally Patriots is about to start.
And with it, the official start of fall. One of my favorite things to do during the autumn is snuggle up on the couch with a nice hot mug of apple cider and watch some football. But you know, our football is still about 24 hours away, so grab your blankets and your mugs. Let's check in with Romeo over in the hall and see what he has for us in Pat's chat.
Yeah, that's right, Sean. Good morning. We are here in the hall at Patriot Place presented by Raytheon with some students from Barrington High. We love introducing you to your favorite players, getting to know new players. Please welcome Daron Harmon, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome, man.
How you doing?
Welcome. Get comfy. We might have a concussion already. Welcome, welcome. We got some students in the house. How you feeling?
Feeling good. How are you guys feeling?
Good.
So you have a lot of good company on your team from Rutgers, first of all. How does it feel? Do you know any of these guys from before in school?
I know them very well. Devin McCourty, when I was a freshman at Rutgers University, he was a guy that took me under his wing, showed me the way how to prepare as a football player. And it's crazy because he's actually doing the same thing now, teaching me how to be a pro. And I'm very appreciative of his efforts. And I couldn't be more excited to be in the same backfield as a guy of such great character like that.
And now one of your coaches from Rutgers, Coach Belichick's son, is it easier? Is it harder? Like, do you get any slack or is it even harder?
I would say it's probably a little easier because I'm more comfortable with him.
Yeah.
Being with him for a year at Rutgers University, knowing him well on a personal level is easier to communicate with him.
What's some of the most obvious differences right off the bat in playing pro now?
Oh, definitely talent. In college, you have talented players, but when the whole roster is filled with talented college players, you see that right off the bat from the first day of practice. And as soon as I got here, I was just amazed at how talented everybody was.
What are your practices like? Because some of the other guys say they're brutal. They say even the most hardcore practices in college don't prepare you for these pro practices. I'm curious if you find the same thing.
I do find it the same thing, especially the way the Patriots practice. The way we practice at a fast tempo, running from drill to drill, you definitely have to be in top shape to be able to perform at a high level at these practices.
And you're having fun. I mean, that's most important.
Oh, definitely. Anytime you can live your lifelong dream of becoming an NFL player, and playing in front of these great fans, these great people, playing with great players, playing for great coaches, is just a dream come true.
What is it, if you had to pick one, your favorite part of playing in the NFL so far?
Probably my two-year-old son seeing me run out the tunnel.
Nice.
Because not only will I remember that, but I believe he will remember that for the rest of his life, his father playing in the NFL.
That's great. Daron Harmon is our guest. I'm okay at asking questions. We got some students from Barrington High School in the house. Yeah. They're about to ask you some questions in just a bit. Hang with us.
Our Pats are rock stars on the field, but they're rock stars off the field as well, in the community. This team is known for giving back. But have you ever really wondered what goes into planning a charity event, like the Mayo Bowl that happened earlier this week, or some of the different hospital visits the players go on? Charity, it's the team's middle name. And Donna Spigarello is proud to be a part of the department that makes it all happen.
Beyond the Bench is brought to you by Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare.
And now, the manager of the Community Relations Department, Donna Spigarello.
It's my friend Joey. Next week is reading.
In 1994, when Mr. Kraft bought the team, one of the very first things that he did was to establish the New England Patriots Charitable Foundation as a way of giving back.
Thanks for bringing us the good luck. That is cool.
Throughout the year, there's hundreds and hundreds of times where players, cheerleaders, former players are out giving back into the community.
Ready, set, go!
The event itself usually only takes an hour and a half to 2 hours. However, the preparation leading up to it can take days, weeks, and even months. Coordinating each and every part of it to get the players to attend, working with the school or the hospital or the organization and planning for exactly what's going to happen upon our arrival. The role that I play interacting with the players, kind of look at myself as the team mom, because I certainly could be their mom to each and every one of them, and teaching them the value and importance of giving back.
And you can do more push-ups than me.
It's just so rewarding to hear follow-up stories from visits and know that you've made an impact.
Definitely give me a whole different perspective on life.
The challenges of the job are trying to fit everything into one day. Also, trying to fulfill all of the requests, heart-wrenching stories that we hear of so many people in need. It's impossible to fill them all, but we do our very best to be able to reach out to serve many.
We want to make a nice outfit out of these two.
Okay.
I love working for the Kraft family and the Patriots organization. It fills my life with rewarding experiences each and every day. I often will come back to the office and say, if this could be the only part of my job, I would be the happiest person on earth.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide. By Harvard Pilgrim, giving you more ways to better. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Totally Fit is brought to you by United Healthcare, helping people live healthier lives.
Hey guys, me, head strength conditioning coach Harold Nash. You ready to get pumped up? Let's go. This week's exercise is a low plank to high plank. Great exercise for shoulder stability work, core work. I think it'll help you get totally fit. We'll start off, no weights. In this low plank position, don't want the hips to be sunken too low or too high. Keeping the core real rigid. Come up to a high plank, step over. Come down to a low plank, go back to a high plank. Step over. I think it's a great exercise for you to get totally fit.
Great tip this week, Harold. I hope Romeo's keeping notes. Let's check back with him right now. He's over in the hall for more of Pat's Chat.
Yeah, Shauna, that's right. We are back here at the hall at Patriot Place with rookie defensive back Daron Harmon. I've been here with some students from Barrington High School who have some questions. What would you like to ask them?
If you could have lunch with anybody, dead or alive, who would it be?
We'll probably have to say Kobe Bryant. Just over my time of growing up, he's been, in my eyes, the ultimate winner, somebody who goes out each and every day, each and every year, just trying to get better at his craft. And he's somebody that I would want to model my game after in a football way throughout my career.
Do you think you'd ever want to challenge him, maybe like a little one-on-one action?
Oh, nah, he's 6'6". I'm 6 foot, and he does that for a living. I play football. I leave that to him.
Fair enough. What would you like to ask Daron?
What was your backup plan if football didn't work out?
I was actually going to go to law school and study labor law and eventually try to work either with contract negotiations or even trying to work in towards the NFLPA or some type of sports players association.
Did you negotiate your own contract? Were you able to use some of that?
Nah, I left that to my agent because I don't think I'm really ready for that right now, and I'll do that after football is over and I go to law school.
There you go. Stand up, my man. What would you like to ask Daron?
Did you cry while watching Titanic?
I didn't cry, but it was definitely a sad movie, but no cry. No tears came from these eyes.
What was the best advice you've ever been given?
It was actually recently from Adrian Wilson. I didn't play too good versus the Lions, and he could tell that I was pretty down, And he told me one bad game does not make or break your career. And after he told me that, I really took that into perspective and realized that eventually you're going to have a bad game. And you guys, you're going to have bad days, but bad days will definitely not affect your lifetime or how your outlook on life.
What was it like when you got drafted?
It was an amazing feeling, something that I waited for my whole life. And to the point where it was, my mother was falling asleep because it was late in the draft day. My little sister was asleep. And then two of my best friends just came over. And it was the third round, and it was the end of the third round. And we was actually about to turn and watch the Lakers and watch Kobe Bryant. But I'm glad I didn't turn, and I got to see my name go across that board. It was definitely a feeling that I'll never forget.
How did the students do? Did they give you some good questions?
They did great, and they gave me some great questions, and I appreciate all the questions you guys gave me.
Daron Harmon is our special guest, ladies and gentlemen. Well done. Thanks to you. Thanks to the students of Barrington High School. Nice job, man.
Don't you just love that fresh, clean, crisp autumn air? It's one of the perks of having a domeless stadium. Some of those other domes and arenas, they just get so stuffy sometimes. Professor Fritz is over in the lab right now breaking down the importance of having good airflow for athletes.
How'd They Do That is brought to you by the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon's education program, dedicated to promoting STEM education.
I'm open! That's how it goes. Oh, we've all been there before. You spin as far as you can, and you can't breathe anymore. Going for the long ball. The bomb. Spinning as fast as we can, and then we just run out of breath. And the quarterback runs for it. I hate that. Your face starts to hurt, and your muscles ache, and your throat burns. You just gotta stop to catch your breath. None of us can sprint that long forever, because our lungs just can't keep up. But we can train our lungs to sprint longer and faster. Yeah, that's what we need. Today, we're gonna look at our respiratory system. No. You go long, I'm doing a quick slant. Break! Oxygen is the key. It's the job of your lungs to pull in oxygen-rich air when you inhale and expel CO2-rich air when you exhale. Using nutrients inside the cells of your body is a lot like burning fuel, like the wax burned by a candle. The flame needs oxygen and gives off carbon dioxide, CO2. If we put the candle inside a closed container, the flame will quickly use up all of the oxygen and go out. Poof! If your lungs aren't working properly or they haven't been sufficiently trained, they won't be able to keep up with the increased demands of vigorous exercise. Your lungs are one part of your pulmonary system, which is a whole array of body parts that work together to move air into and out of your body. People say to me, Fritz, why are you so nosy? I say, hey, I gotta be. The average person takes 12 to 16 breaths a minute. That's a lot of work on the old schnozola. And obviously that's more when you're sprinting, so be careful what you put your finger in there, because I know one kid stuck it all the way in, went into his brain, he couldn't talk for 3 days, couldn't even whistle. It was terrible. It all starts out at the mouth and nose. That's where fresh air enters the body. Fresh air is mostly inert nitrogen gas, N2, but it contains about 21% oxygen. From there, the air travels down the trachea, the bony feeling thing right in the center of your throat. Right in the middle of your chest, the trachea splits into two bronchi, each going to one of the two lungs. From there, the tubes of the bronchi branch out like a tree to thinner and thinner tubes until they eventually end up in tiny clusters or air sacs called alveoli. Someone say ravioli? I'm hungry. I'll take two orders. As you inhale, blood that passes by the alveoli transfers CO2 to the lungs to be exhaled, and fresh oxygen is loaded into the red blood cells to be transported to the rest of the body. It's a two-way street for guests. You may have had a side ache or a side stitch before when exercising. That could have been a cramp in your diaphragm. The diaphragm gets stronger just like any other muscle in the body, so side aches will eventually not happen to you if you keep training. Any type of aerobic exercise trains your lungs to be stronger and more efficient. There are some myths out there about breathing in sports. When the body needs air, it needs a lot of it. It's possible through training to learn to open up both the mouth and nose at the same time in order to pull in as much air as you can and as fast as possible. You've seen football players wear these, right? Usually on their nose to open up the nasal passage. But not me. I got them everywhere. I got them on the eyebrows, the cheeks, I'm opening up even my knuckles. Yeah. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we do that. Feels pretty good.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Subway. Any regular footlong is a $5 footlong, all September long. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. Leon Washington is known for dominating special teams. I mean, is there anyone better when it comes to kickoff returns and punt returns? I got a new reputation for you to live up to. Top dog when it comes to Tilted. Let's see what you got.
Tilted is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide.
Of course, Michael Jackson. Come on, man. I grew up in the early 80s, so that's all I heard in the house is Michael Jackson. So if I can, you know, duplicate Michael in his early teen years, I'd love to be Mike. Sometimes I wish I was a lion. You know, I would love to have a pack of females in my pack. You know what I mean? They all go out hunt for me. I just sit back and take the meal at the end. You know, I don't believe in reincarnation, but if I were reincarnated, I would want to come back a lion. I would say a Snickers cheesecake. If you don't believe me, I got a half of a Snickers cheesecake in my locker right now. I will eat a squirrel. Only in the wintertime, though. I will not eat in the summer months, but only wintertime I will. Well, I met my wife early. Thank God. You know, I saw her, and I was persistent. Like 3 hours persistent. It's really almost in stalk mode. And she finally gave me a chance, and when I met her, I was like, hey, look, you know, I don't have a cell phone. She was like, this guy trying to talk to me, he don't have a cell phone? So thank God that she actually called. She loved me at first sight.
The Pats haven't played the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the regular season since 2009. New England obviously tore the team up. Even though it's been a little while, I'm pretty sure Bill Belichick still knows those Bucs like the back of his hand. But how about our fans? Have they done their job scouting the Bucs? Romeo's about to find out in Totally Facts.
That's right, Shauna. It's time for Totally Facts. We always go out, we look for the biggest Patriots fans. I think I found one today. What's up, Matt Light?
Is that a weight joke? Did you say biggest as in like,
the biggest you mean fan. Like, I actually like them.
Yeah, I do. I'm
but
a big
still
fan.
You still got it, man. You are
Thank
a big
you.
Fan.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're
that.
A big fan and a big fan. All right, you want to find out what you know about Tampa Bay?
I'd love to.
When do you think they first started winning in their very first season? How many games did it take?
Well, I mean, is this a, like technically speaking, like their very first win? Had to be in their first season at some point.
Not their first season.
They didn't win a game in their first season.
You said
this
it.
This is phenomenal. All right, so at least halfway through their second season, right?
26 games deep before they won the first one.
So the last game, roughly?
Pretty close to it.
Oh, 26. Yeah, that's phenomenal. That's a horrible way to start.
It sure is.
Yeah, we don't have that problem here.
Freeze! You have the right to remain confused. Totally lame laws.
It's illegal to construct a public door that opens inward.
That's a great law. I mean, I hate doors that open inward.
So you're all for it?
Yeah, I mean, that should be a law in every state.
If you were, like, on the city council there, you would have voted it in.
Yeah, like when I go into a place, I want to open the door out.
In, but, okay, I got
right,
you.
Right,
right. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't want to just walk in, you know. I wanna,
it's more of a
It's in a more of an
statement.
Announcement, like, here I am, not like, here I am.
This is a real law down there, okay? You cannot park your elephant in front of a meter without paying. That's a legit law that's on the books there.
Like, what's an elephant meter look like?
I mean, if you're
any
parking
meter.
It on the street, any meter, yeah.
Who's riding elephants in Tampa?
That's the bigger question.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence for 75 years. By Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the Patriots. And by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Happy International Banana Festival Day.
Shauna, week two was great. 2-0 sounds so nice, doesn't it?
You know, it's a good thing we won, too, because they haven't lost to the Jets since 2010, I think.
Let's keep the tradition going.
We now
would not be
alive.
A time to start. On to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, we played them in the preseason. I have a feeling, though, we haven't pulled all the tricks out of our sleeve
no,
yet.
No, not at all. You know Belichick's got something right up their sleeve there.
Yeah, he wears those short sleeves, though, yeah. So we'll see.
All right, but he's still the magician of football, Belichick.
He absolutely is. Man, we cannot wait to see this place all lit up tomorrow. That will do it for Shauna and I. We're going to leave you with some highlights over the big win last Thursday.
We'll see you next week.
Brady with a play pick and an open. Aaron Dodson down the right side, headed to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots! Throws deep downfield for Stephen Hill. Made the grab at the midfield stripe. Lost the football. Recovered by Devin McCourty. The snap. The kick is headed toward the uprights, and that kick is good.